Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, healthy, happy, awesome people. Yeah, I changed it up, didn't I? Were you there? Were you with me? I am coming to you from the beautiful Poconos of New York. I'm here to do a drive-in convention tonight, which should be very interesting. Never done one of these before. But if you're in the area, please come by. The promoters are just awesome. They're showing the original prints of both the Howling and Cujo. So it should be a lot of fun. Again, thank all of you that have ordered my book. And it is up on the website now if you would like to get an autographed copy. Of course, it helps me if you order it through Amazon and Barnes & Noble, because then it goes into the kitty of how many books have been sold. And I'm excited to tell you we finally got the links for Bubbleopaloo. They should be up next week. Great Christmas gifts for any of the little people in your life, like up to three-ish. Okay, so here's what I've got for you this week, and it comes from my personal life. I'm getting a lot of messages to slow down. Now, you know, I'm a pretty crazy creating fool here, and that is not what they're talking about. They don't want us to slow down our creation process, but they want us to slow down mentally. We are focusing too much on too many things, and most of them have nothing to do with what we want to create. And it's wearing us out, guys. So that goes on the flip side also. If you're not focusing enough on what you want to create, and you've already slowed down to a snail's pace of not really consciously creating, you're going to want to address that also. But this imbalance that's going on mentally around our focus affects our physical being, because it affects how much energy or lack of energy we are dealing with. And my daughter and I were talking about this last night, and we were going, well, yeah, we're doing a lot, but we're not doing more than we usually do, but we're feeling more overwhelmed and tired. And that is exactly what the channel is talking about, that we are focused on too many things instead of just the creation process of what we want. So don't focus on the news. not going to do any good. If you want to take action somewhere, take the action, but don't keep focused. Don't use your mental focus on what's going on out there that gets you all riled up and angry or emotional. That wears you down. And that is literally, the channel is saying, how we betray ourselves. Because if we are putting our focus in places that are depleting to us, the God of us has to deliver that to us. We know that. The second thing they want me to talk to you about is abandonment. Again, this is one of the ways we betray ourselves. You are never abandoned in this world. You always have yourself. You always have your higher self. If you want more friends, you take the initiative to create that. Instead of using your mind to focus on the fact that you don't have enough friends. Right? So, first of all, abandonment is a big issue with all of us. In this life or past lives, we have all been abandoned. And, well, they want to talk about anger, which was not in my notes. The anger, and now we're going to a core belief. This page. Here. 26, 22, 23. Well, when I am loved, I am depressed. Well, yeah, if you have that subconscious belief that you have to be depressed when you're loved, you're not going to feel the completion of relationships in your life. Even with yourself. So we have to make sure that we are directing our energy and our brains to know that when I am loved, it is joyous, it is happy, it is energizing, and it's who we are, period. So it is. Okay, anything else? All right, can I go to the calls? We be going to the calls. Now, I'm on my laptop, so bear with me. It's not quite as fast as my desktop. Andrew in Toronto, you're on.
Hello, good afternoon, Dee. Happy Halloween.
Thank you.
Thanks for responding to my email. I've been diving back into reading your book, Conscious Creation, that I got back in March, now that I'm back to being able to read. And I'm going to read the sentence, and that's the subject of what I want to get clarity on. And it's probably good for me to read it for everyone, too. You said, when we move into the fear of the past or the expectation of the future, we move out of the moment of creation now.
So, yes, sir.
And it's cropped up a couple of times because there's instances where I've had expectations, and I'm wondering if there's anything unconscious that's going on that I'm not realizing with regards to being in that process, that sentence that I talked to you about.
Well, yeah, you see, you think that you have to control the future instead of create the future. And that creates anxiety. And anxiety pushes away the very thing you want to create. So when you remain in the present moment, all creation is available to you. When we go to the past and go, well, I don't want that, then that teaches our brain to focus on the past and create more of that. When you go into the future, you go into anxiety that it might not happen. But in this moment right now, if, and you can, if you choose to hold yourself in love around what you want, it will be created if you hold your focus there. Does that explain it?
So it's more, I guess so, because, you know, for instance, I thought I'd be in Montreal by, like, today, end of today, like moved out to Montreal, and I was planning the actions, but that's being postponed till the springtime.
Yeah, and it's postponed for your highest good, by the way.
Yeah, no, okay. So, okay, I pretty much understand. Thank you so much.
Well, let me add one more thing. When we have an expectation that something's going to happen by a certain time and it doesn't, then we start doubting our creative process. And that's not where you want to go, any of you. We talked about doubt last week. Doubt will sabotage your creation process. Okay, Andrew?
So what about, like, because, you know, like, I don't really set goals. I just say, this is what I would like to do, but I don't set, like,
that's
a date.
True.
I just have an idea.
No, that's not true. You do. And you're right, and you said it yourself. You have expectations. Now, expectations and hopes and dreams are kind of the same thing. They're a part of creation, but they aren't creation. Because you can sit and hope and dream for your entire life and never create what you want.
Okay.
Thank you. Yep, you got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I got it.
All right, good. That served me. Thank you. Maria, how are you, darling?
Hi, good morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
I wanted to know, I have like a growth on my jaw below my tooth, if it's just a bony growth or if there's something I need to see some specialist about.
Hold on, is that the right question? When I say it's anything serious, I get a no, Maria.
Yeah.
But you check in, you are always, like I tell you guys, you are always your highest information. So check in with yourself, not your mind, but your heart. Your heart will tell you, even if it is to relieve anxiety, if it's the highest thing for you. But I don't get there that it's anything serious, and I'm not a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It would help if you started speaking the truth of your power to yourself more. That's kind of energetically what's behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, I had an interesting moment because I didn't think it didn't seem serious, but then I started doing some healing exercises on it this last week, and it actually grew, which was a little surprising to me. So that's why I was reassessing, but...
Well, Maria, it's funny because you say, well, I wasn't really worried about it, and then I started doing some healing exercises. And guys, you have to understand the intention around why you do something is taken into the creation of what you're doing. So, again... You don't do healing work to heal something that's wrong. You bring love and joy to what you want to heal. Otherwise, you feed the negative instead of create the positive. Do you understand?
Yes.
All righty. So make sure you're... bringing the love and, you know, love, and this is an interesting word, acceptance, And again, the power of you into your creative work with whatever you're doing around health, Maria. Okay?
Okay. Is there something else I should be concerned about with
nope.
my health?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope, and quit looking for it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. See, that laugh tells me you know exactly what that meant from the channel. You know? Quit looking for what's wrong, guys, because your mind will tell your brain it's got to find something wrong. Whether there's anything there or not, it's got to find something wrong if it gets the direction. Okay. All right. Stop it.
Okay.
All right. Paul in Toronto, you're on. Oh, I like it. We got all the guys on today.
Yeah. Hey. Hi, sweetie.
Hi, babe. What's up?
So I like this topic of loving what is. So when I think of my brother, I just looked at a picture of him this morning. I have all these ideas about how we should be different and how I need to, I'm creating things for him. But the highest that I'm getting is loving him exactly as he is, being
yes,
in love
sir.
With him right now, and then also creating and creating what else I want, you know, from my experience with him, my life with him, and just really loving where he is completely.
Absolutely.
The channel have any words on how to bring that acceptance and gratitude?
Yeah, you
into
already
the
did
other
it,
parts.
Paul. You already said it. You
yeah.
already said it. Know
yeah.
that you know. Will you just love him? You already
yeah.
said it. It's that simple. Nothing, fear,
yeah.
doubt, judgment, nothing, none of the negatives can come in when you
yeah.
consume yourself with love. Okay?
Yeah.
Not possible. Not possible.
Same with anything else in my
That's
life.
That's right.
The body or something about my house or just being in that love, loving it, being in love with
yeah.
it.
Know
and
what you want
at the
want
same time creating.
It.
Yeah.
Well,
and which includes everything the way it is right now.
One thing doesn't cancel out the other. One thing doesn't cancel out the other. It enhances the other. This is what I want, and I love it. I am health, and I love it. I am money, and I love it.
That was the piece I was looking for because I was thinking, well, if I want this, then this has to be wrong. No, this enhances this. It's the same. It's not replacing
yes,
it.
Yes, but don't say
it.
I want it. Say I am it. In this
yeah.
moment right now, it's already created. That's why you don't go to the past and go to the future. You stay in the moment. And in this moment right now, I can choose love.
So I'm seeing this situation exactly as it is and loving it. And I'm seeing the same picture of exactly what I want, what I'm creating. I'm seeing those two pictures. Those pictures look different. Different behaviors, the things show up differently. It looks like there's two pictures. How do I want to bring those into one
well,
picture. I'm loving
what they're.
You know,
what,
am I making sense? Am
yes,
I, does it
absolutely.
Make sense? Yeah.
Absolutely. And the what they're giving me is the image of somebody that weighs 300 pounds and wants to weigh 150. Okay? But they're not going to weigh 150 if they don't love their 300.
Yeah. It's like Mr.
Yeah.
Rogers. Fred Rogers, he would look at somebody and just completely accept them as they are. He says, no growth can happen until we're fully in acceptance with exactly who we are now
yes.
or somebody else is now.
Because otherwise you're judging it. Whenever you judge, you put your focus on. And then you get more of what you don't want. You guys know how this works. Come on. Are you clear now?
I'm really clear. There's just a subtlety that seems elusive, like loving the 300 pounds
okay,
and loving
the Okay, then you're
the
not clear. Don't tell me you're clear and then say, but.
Well, I'm really good at this stuff. And
see what you want, Paul. See what you want and love it. And see where you're at and love it. Okay. It's that simple.
Thank you.
You bet. You see, I want to do more TV in town. And I have to love TV right now in this moment in order to create that. So it doesn't appear that I'm creating it yet, and I know I am. And so I can already love it. That's how it works. All right, Emily, you're on.
Gee, oh my goodness. That's brilliant, brilliant discernment.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I'm calling with an update. So funny, I have finally got this appointment to speak with someone about my back unemployment claim, and then I got this message that they had to reschedule because they had scheduled me an appointment while they were closed.
Okay, anyway, so that just means there's still some resistance there.
Well,
you've got to love
so
that
they delayed
appointment.
It?
Huh?
Yeah, they delayed it a week. I had the appointment. It couldn't have been more simple. It took 2 minutes to clear up. And so there's been a partial payment, and there's some procedural things that need to happen over the next, you know, few weeks to play out. But things look great for a complete, joyful, successful.
Okay, it's
outcome.
Already done, Emily. See, that's
it
what
done. It is done.
That's what I want Paul to get. Is
absolutely.
You're waiting for it. I don't want you to wait, guys. I want you to create.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I've been creating it. I've been creating it as done today.
Yes.
And you know what? Last time we balanced, the one thing I had to bring into balance was that I had adopted some beliefs through this whole process, and I needed to clear up that everybody is got my back and wants to help me.
Yeah.
And this woman, oh my God, speaking with her, at a certain point she goes, you know, I asked her about, you know, this delay, whatever, and she goes, oh, let me see. And then she looked at it and she goes, oh my God, it's all being held up based on the outcome of this conversation, you know, this interview. And she had told me, oh, give me 10 days to get this all input. And then when she saw that, she said, oh, let me see what I can do. She called me back 15 minutes later and said, I put everything in right now. It's all moving now. So,
well, good
amazing.
Creating, Emily.
Amazing.
Now,
yes,
hold on.
That,
there's one more piece of information they want to give you, and it's positive.
Okay.
Sheets, but give me a song. Any song that pops in.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, okay. So when we're born anew, we've never been here before, right?
Right.
Okay. So you're being born into the ease of creation now.
Yes.
Accept it.
Hallelujah.
And go, wow, now I know it. Now I've got the formula down. So I'm not going to go back to that other life. That's why my new book is called Born, Giving Birth to a New You. Because you cannot drag all your old shit in if you're creating a new you, right?
Right.
Okay. All right, so they're applauding now. Everybody's applauding. What they show me so that you guys can see it is a whole field of people in white robes with white hoods. I can't see any faces, but they stand there and they applaud.
Wow.
So that's, So good job, woman.
Beautiful.
And
thank you. I'm taking it in.
And love that woman. give that woman lots and lots and lots of love, okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And yourself for creating her. Yeah, you bet. Awesome, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Good for you.
I am so excited about your book, Dee, and so excited about Born and about Buffalopoulos.
Thank you.
Makes me so happy.
Thank you. Me too. Thanks, Emily. Thank you.
I love you.
Yeah, I love you too, baby. Michael, you're on.
Hey, how you doing today, Dee?
I'm great.
Two quick questions. One, I have a couple of operations coming up, surgeries. And the second, I'd like the full name of the body book because I can't seem to find it anywhere.
I believe you get my e-blast, don't you?
Absolutely, and I read every one of them.
Okay, it's on the left side of my e-blast. Listed on the left side, yeah. I believe it's Messages from the Body by Michael Lincoln, but they've changed it, so the link is there, I'm sure. If not, email Lauren, she'll get it to you. Okay. Now, about the surgeries, well, there's a couple of things. Are we going to the same things for both? Huh, that's interesting, yes. So, first of all, again, Michael, they're saying, can you accept that this is going to be easy?
I do accept it, and I welcome it.
Okay, get a yes on that. The second thing, we're going to a core belief, this page here. 2:23. When I'm connected to the I am not safe. Okay. Basically what that means, you know that your I am presence is your creative force. Whatever you say after I am is a direction to the energy to create that. Right?
Got it.
Okay. There's something subconscious in you that's saying, basically, when I'm connected to my true power, I'm not safe.
Mm.
And it would help if you could redirect that, because the power, guys, whenever you're going through something physically, the power of you with your own physical creation and manifestation is even more important than what the doctors do. And
yeah,
the more you are using your power to clearly direct and feel love around health and wellness around your surgeries, the more the doctors have insight into what's going on. Okay? So when I am connected to my I am presence, I am safe and powerful, and I am safe to be powerful in my I am presence. And so it is. Okay?
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
You bet. All righty. Anna in New York, you're on.
Hi, happy Halloween.
Thank you, baby cakes.
So I just wanted to know from the channel about my home, my living situation. Is it best and highest for me to move out? Is it best and highest for me to stay? I'm getting directions.
Okay, that's
from
not really the highest question, Anna, because wherever you go, there you are.
Exactly. That's exactly why I'm asking.
So there are two things within you that you
mm-hmm.
need to get into alignment, and then
mm-hmm.
the place will be very clear to you where you want to go. But you don't want to bring these two things with you as you wherever you go. So we're going to a core belief first. This page, 1 through 5. I don't think I have enough energy to do this. Well, that's funny because we talked a lot about energy and mentally.
Overwhelm.
Yeah, overwhelm. And overwhelm is when you're not creating, you're just messed up in all the energy.
Right.
Well, what about this? What about that? Am I doing this? Should I do that? And that's kind of where you're at. That's never going to create
what
you want. Well, yeah. No. You got to go in a room by yourself. Do the breathing exercise. Go to your heart. And go, okay, what do I want? Where do I want to be? What perfect place am I creating? Now, that perfect place, you don't want to put a name on it. You want to put the feeling on it.
Okay.
Right? So, like, I know that my perfect place is not someplace cold. I like warm. I like warm places. So, you see, that's not, is it California or Colorado? It's, let me get clear. The first thing I want is warm. So that's what you need to do. Because you're all up in your mind instead of down in your heart feeling into where you want to be. It wouldn't hurt to make a list from your heart of all the attributes, you know, like I don't want to live anywhere where it's politically volatile, where people don't love each other, where people are more in judgment of each other. I'm very clear about that. That would not make me happy. So that's what they mean by you have to get clear. That's number one. Okay, we're going back to a core belief. This page here, 1, 2, 5. Well, we've already addressed it. I don't know what I want, so I give up trying. You have to get clear about what you want, guys. If you're not crystal clear about what you want, you will be, what about this and what about that? And somebody will say something, maybe I should pay attention to him, you know? You've got to be clear, and then the universe goes, and here you are. It's crazy to watch. You're just going to have to trust me. But I live it. Lauren said to me the other day, she said, you know, Dee, the only reason people need to buy that book is to watch your life. Things just fall in. And that's the way it's supposed to be, guys. All right, Anna, so are you clear?
Focused and make a list.
Yeah, and feel into your heart. That's the most important thing. Get out of your mind. Feel into your heart. What attributes of a place are going to make you happy? Okay?
Okay. Thank you so
much. All right. You bet. I'm telling you, it works, guys. It works, it works, it works. Just like Emily said, it works. Vicki, what's up?
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
I have a question about, I need some guidance about the relationship with my daughter. There's kind of third-party interference.
No.
Here.
No. Nope.
Okay.
I get a no on that. That is
okay.
Definitely your perception.
Okay.
But the channel always tells us to go back to ourselves. There's three things. First of all, you're judging this third party because you're in fear for your daughter around something.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
That is not going to get you what you want. You
okay.
have to see her protected. You have to see her honored You have to see her respected.
Yes.
You have to see what you want. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, sheets, book. Give me a song, please.
Here Comes the Sun.
Okay. You see, when I say you're seeing her happy, I get a no. You're all up in your worry. Well, and if you worry about something, that's what you put your focus on, and that's what gets created in your life.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's number two.
Number
three, sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please.
Oh, Spinal Tap.
And in one sentence, what's that about to you?
Oh, just going to 11 instead of 10.
I don't understand that. If I'd never seen the movie, what does that mean?
Like going for like a, it's about a guitar sound is normally goes to 10, but we're going to take it to 11, even though that's off the chart.
Okay, so... Hold on, everybody balance. Okay, so I heard that in the highest way. So they're saying what you're asking for is not possible. So what are you asking for in this situation?
Balance, I suppose.
Well, balance is always possible. What's your
right.
definition of balance?
That we could just agree to disagree on what I perceive as the third party in our relationship.
Okay, so basically balance is getting your own way. And now it goes to my big yes.
Okay.
You see, her life is not about you getting your way.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Her life is
okay.
about her own creation.
Right.
Now, if it's negatively mm-hmm. affecting you,
yes.
then, well, but not just because of the way you're perceiving things. If someone's hitting
yeah.
you, or someone's stealing from you, or
yeah.
if it affects
yeah.
you in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
Then,
yes, true.
Then you must speak up, but
okay.
and not from the place of blame, but from the place of I love myself and respect myself, and I can't allow this to happen to me. What
right.
what
I,
shall we do?
Think,
how can you help
I'm,
me?
Right, because I'm thinking if I speak up about the third party just for my own, that I'm afraid it's going to affect my daughter and I's relationship. If I speak out to the third party, I don't want to cause a distance because I know I have to speak out to the third party, but I've hesitated to do so because I feel that it's going to come, it's going to...
Have
like
you expressed this to your daughter? What's going on?
No. No. I
well,
that's
so
wrong.
How
so
can she? How can she intervene and help you bring this into a happy conclusion for everybody if she
mm-hmm.
doesn't even know what's going on?
Yeah, it's sort of implied. I need to come out with it. I just need to come out with it.
Well, yeah, because that
yeah.
pisses people off when you're just screwing around and implying things. But
yeah.
what they're saying
yeah.
is she can't hear it if it comes from the perspective of blame.
Right.
She
yeah.
can only hear it if, look, in my experience... This is what's going on. And if I respect and love myself, I can't allow this to happen towards me, and I love you too. So how can we work through this? But if you go, you know, if you go and say, you know, he's doing this and he's doing that, and you better frickin' get rid of this guy, she's going to give you the finger.
That's right.
Because you're not giving her a choice in her creation then.
Okay.
Okay.
That's perfect. Thank you so much.
Yep, you are welcome. Yep, you're welcome.
Thank you.
And I know, see, we want to go into reaction, guys. That's where we want to go because it's pushing our buttons. So we want to react and say how we feel from reaction. But we know when we're in reaction, we're out of creation. And what we want most of all is to create a positive solution to what it is that's challenging us. You see it going on everywhere in the world, like the guy who went up and popped the stewardess in the nose, for God's sake. People are angry. And they're angry, and they don't know why. But the channel knows why. They feel like they have no control over their lives. Well, Vicky was feeling the same thing. I have no control over what's happening here. But you know we do. You are the one in control of creating your life. But how you create your life, now there's the question that you have to ask yourself. Do you want to go around popping somebody in the nose? Or do you want to start dealing with your own anger about feeling like you have no control? Do you want to speak in a way that will bring harmony for everyone in the situation that you're dealing with? Those are the things you need to stop before you act and create from instead of react to. Okay. Jean Marie, you're on.
Hi, how are you? I just wanted to actually say hello and thank you.
Well, you're welcome. What are you thanking me for?
Since I started listening to your calls, my life has changed exponentially for the better.
Well, yippee.
And I went to that conference, and I was able to speak to multiple government entities that were there about de-weaponizing and working on coming from not from a posture of fear and defense, but from a posture of balance and unity and resource equity instead of a guardianship. Instead of militarization. And it's been my lifelong heart's desire to do that, and I was able to do that. And
yes, and they heard you. The channel is saying they heard you.
Yeah.
They really heard you.
That's you know, brings tears. Thank you for that because, it was deep, and I'm grateful, and that's why I called, just to say thanks.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the gratitude. Always. Thank you so much. Thank yourself, baby, for coming through. Yeah, you bet. Thank yourself. It's so important for us to honor and thank and appreciate ourselves, guys, and go, yeah, I'm pretty awesome. I thank my mom and dad and grandmas every day for the things that they taught me, the principles they taught me that make me who I am, because I really like who I am. And I like who I am because I had good people teaching me. And if you didn't, you do now. Okay, so don't use that as an excuse either. Love yourself that you found the truth and you're living the truth of your own magnificence. Okay, Kirk, you're on, baby cakes.
Hey, happy Halloween, everybody.
Thank you.
This is a magnificent call. To reiterate and second, when Dee says it works, it really does. There are things in my life that are happening now that are bigger than the things I was currently focused on. But that's a previous order I put in and it arrived. Sometimes it's like if you want to order something and it's on back order and then all of a sudden it pops up. And
That's a great analogy.
About a week ago, I was telling someone I was using the restaurant example about ordering what you want in life, and the next day it was in your email news, the e-blast. And I want to share with everyone that this does work, and just some of the things coming into my life right now are the ones that are created in the lightest of state. I mean, the lightest art. Oh, wow. It'd be really great to go out to the garage and be able to cut my own art panels. And then a couple days later, a new saw comes into my life. I'm working on an art project that is magnificent and big. And the analogy I want to make. Sorry, I'm getting a little excited here.
All right.
There are events that I wanted to get into that would have had me in Texas or Florida right now. And instead, I am here at home to work on this very big memorial project that's going to be one of my life dreams. And it is with a great group of people for a great cause and great art and great benefit. And if I had gotten the other things I thought I wanted, I wouldn't be here for this. So the momentary jealousy that I'm not with my friends painting somewhere else, and then I realize how blessed I am and how this bigger thing created has happened.
Yeah.
That's
the importance of perspective right there.
Yeah. It's like you want to work in TV locally, and so maybe you're not available to go to Massachusetts to shoot a film at that same time. It's like, oh, yes, there's a desire for this, but you're getting what you want.
Well,
and
I want both, Kirk. I want both.
Okay.
I want to go do films. I want to do TV. And you know, the universe always seems to work it out.
Yeah.
It always seems to work it out.
Be comfortable while it's happening. As Dee reiterates week after week after week, put in your order and have love around it. You can't push the ocean away, but you can swim in the currents, you can surf on it, you can sail on it.
Yeah.
You don't have to force the water.
Yeah, but you want to be one with it. That's a good analogy. Be one with it. Yep. Well, thank you, Kirk. Wait a minute, because the channel wants you to know that those other possibilities you were talking about, because you create this in the future, they want you to know, okay, this is the simplest way to say it, that you are creating more for your future by getting this project done.
Absolutely.
Right,
I am absolutely solid with that.
Yeah. Okay.
I have one message to pass along that came through really strong as I got in the queue here. It's from the realm. Jeannie passes along a hug. It's Halloween.
Oh, my Jeannie. We so miss her. Yeah, thank you for that, Kirk.
She says, don't miss me. I'm right here.
Yeah. And I can hear her, too. Those of you that have been with us a long time, I know.
She says, happy Halloween to everybody that knows her. She says hello to you and everyone in the community. And to everyone who doesn't, you'll probably run across her listening to the archives.
Yeah, you absolutely will. Oh, thank you for that, Kirk. Thank you, darling.
Okay, right.
Okay. So we're going to end today by I want everybody to say, this is what I'm creating. Not this is what I want. But this is what I'm creating right now. So everybody say exactly what you are intending to create right now. We are commanding all energy in all dimensions. Integrate with our divine selves to create these desires of our hearts now and consistently. In big ways. And so it is. Yeah. Now, go feel the love around all that and let's say it together, guys. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because that's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.